No, of course not. Look, disappointed. No, look, we came down to win 2 points. Didn't get it. But I suppose we've got an opportunity to get back up on the horse next week. Look, with Clare coming to Cork, and we have to lick our wounds tonight and stay positive for tomorrow and drive on to next week.
They tore into you right from the off, and of course the early goal gave them a huge boost.
Yeah, it did, of course. Look, what do people expect was going to happen coming down to Waterford? Look, they were kind of written off, but look, obviously they had a poor lead. But we knew the team we were going to get. We were ready for that challenge. They got ahead of us. I thought our lads performed heroics, especially in the second half when we were down to 13 men. Then we really stuck at it, really got some great scores. And look, just one or two bounces of the balls towards the end, that's how we could have got back and got a draw, you know.
You were creating the chances in the first half, but I suppose the eight wides were crucifying.
Yeah, look, very disappointing. Look, obviously we'd a good few wides in the first half, and there were clear-cut opportunities. Look, in fairness, there's one or two more balls that we should have got in earlier into the inside line that we didn't do, and that was the disappointing part for us, because look, we know we've Dangerman inside there, just didn't get him on enough ball.
And why do you think that you weren't able to get the ball in as quick as you would have liked?
Look, in fairness, Waterford worked very hard, but I think we just took the wrong options at times. You know, didn't drive into the space, and look, in fairness, from our point of view, there are areas that we need to work on, areas that need to be right for next week. But this is championship hurling, and things go against you, and you're coming up against an opposition that were very well prepared and were ready to go, as we knew they would be, and we were the same, and look, very proud of our fellas in the second half.
The 3 points before half-time kind of threw you a lifeline, only 4 down, and then obviously the start of the second half when he came roaring back and suddenly drew level, but could never go ahead.
Yeah, I could never go ahead. Look, gave away one or two handy balls. We left go of our possession when we drew the game, got back into it, and gave them a couple of handy scores to get back ahead of us. And look, obviously the penalty, or the black card came at the wrong time for us when we were just kind of in the ascendancy, and it gave them a bit of a cushion to drive on. And then obviously the sending off didn't help them at the end of it.
The black card and the penalty obviously was a massive moment. How did you see it?
Look, to be honest, I thought, Joyce, in fairness to his ground, I thought the man was after carrying the ball a good bit. I didn't think it was, to be honest, a goal scoring opportunity with 3 or 4 fellas behind. But look, it's you're up the field, it's down the opposite end of the field, it's hard to see it. I will say the Ray Carr was a bit unlucky as well, in fairness, you know. So, look, what can you do?
But yet he responded, and when Alan got the goal, like it looked for a moment as that he'd rescued the situation, it didn't happen.
Yeah, we had a couple of great opportunities then after that, but look, after we got the goal, we gave away a bad ball that we had possession of that we could have got another score off of. But look, we had a lot of very good performances from our fellas, but we'll take a bit of pride in that, but just need to regroup, lick our wounds, and get ready to go off next Sunday, because there's no point feeling sorry for ourselves.
And of course, at the start of today, who would have predicted that two teams at the bottom of the table would be facing one another next weekend?
Yeah, look, we knew coming down here there was going to be a 50-50 game, big Waterford crowd here, there was a big Cork crowd that came down to support us, and look, everybody's gone home disappointed, but look, we'll have a big crowd again in Parkakeeve next week, and look, we spoke all along that your home games are really the ones that are really key to you, so we have 2 important home games coming up now in the next 3 weeks, so there are 2 games that we need to win.
In terms of injuries, you have guys on the way back.
Yeah, look, we'll be dealing from a full health next week. I don't think we picked up any injuries there today. So look, we'll regroup, get ready to go, do a recovery tomorrow night, and be ready to go Tuesday and Thursday training.
But Pat, finally, the pressure is on already.
The pressure's on all the time. Whether you'd have won today or whether you didn't win, you still the pressure's on all the time. Look, it's the battle to get out of Munster is very, very hard. I suppose the key for us is that look, we've lost in away game. We've 2 home games, and you just have to make those count. And it's very hard to win away in Munster. We know that. We can see all the results that's going down. Winning away is very hard. So look, Waterford didn't have any home venue last year. Very hard to win away. So look, our home games are key.